From Marketplace in New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson in for David Brancaccio. The 8th Summit of the Americas gets underway today in Lima, Peru. More than 30 leaders from Latin America will be there. Vice President Mike Pence will represent the U.S. So how are Latin American leaders feeling about the U.S. right now? Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
There's some tension between the U.S. and Latin America caused by President Trump's border wall and immigration crackdowns. But Alexander Watson, a former U.S. ambassador to Peru, says Latin American leaders are pragmatic.
Even though they may be resentful toward the U.S., they certainly don't want to burn their bridges with us. They want to have the best relationship possible.
But Watson says Vice President Pence will be pressed on things like immigration and trade. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer won't be going to the summit. Peter Hakam is President Emeritus of the Inter-American Dialogue, a Washington think tank. He says 10 Latin American countries have free trade agreements with the U.S. They're watching the tough NAFTA negotiations.
And all of them feel a little anxious about what is the United States going to ask from us.
Meanwhile, China is investing and trading more with the region. In fact, Hakam says China is South America's biggest trading partner. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.